Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. The Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. You know what? Make it legendary. Let's go. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Before we get started on Week 6 tonight, Giants and Eagles, we will tell you how our power rankings have shifted in the league. So we touched on this a little bit, little tiny bit, in the previous segment, which is the A.J. Brown situation. And so, you see the look on your face like, oh my God, oh my God. I know. So last week we saw A.J. Brown and he put a Bible verse online to express his frustration. And then he was asked about that and said, yeah, I just want people to know that, you know, I want the ball. It's like, yes, we know. We all know. We've known for years. But it didn't end there because sort of under the radar a little bit, he had a meeting with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts earlier this week. So Barkley was asked about it. He said it was a good meeting. Hurts was asked about it and said, it's just teammates being teammates. The Eagles have the 30th ranked offense in the National Football League, which is why if I ever hear anyone saying, oh, Saquon has dropped off, I'm like, no, that whole offense is awful. But do these things ever work? Like, it's crazy to me that A.J. Brown did this publicly. It's clear he is unhappy. We all know, A.J., we all know. And yet, it took another meeting with Saquon and Jalen Hurts personally. How is that going to help play calling? How is that going to help things? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're not on the right page, you're not on the same page, you're not on the same page. If the scheme isn't working where you're not able to create explosive plays, what is Jalen Hurts going to do? What is Saquon going to do? Do you know what I mean? Maybe you're just smoothing things over with them, but I don't know why these meetings are necessary, and I don't know how they help. If they're just hanging out, okay, fine. But if this is a meeting to discuss how can we get A.J. Brown the ball, it goes way beyond just Jalen and Saquon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I think more than anything, you've got to get yourself in the mindset of a diva wide receiver, because for me and you, it feels like we wouldn't need to have like a hands-on meeting to discuss my role in the offense. It feels like they are just trying to like pander to A.J. Brown here and be like, okay, maybe if we fluff him up and say, listen, we're just trying to win football games right now. It's hard out here in the streets of the NFL. Everybody has the target on our backs this year, and things are not going that well for any of us. Like, Saquon could be like, yeah, man, have you seen my numbers? They ain't great either. So I don't know what they talked about, but I do think that these type of personalities do need to be catered to. But, Jenks, I did see something that I feel like is pretty good gamesmanship on the regard of Brian Daboll. Did you see what he said this week about A.J. Brown?
No.
He said, you watch the tape. A.J. Brown is open a lot. I feel like he's stirring the pot. Right?
Oh, my God. I love that. That's the perfect way to do it. I mean, look, the guy's open a lot.
He's open.
Yeah.
All the time.
A.J. Brown's like, that's right. I sure am. Damn right. I'm open all the time. All the time. You see it. Why doesn't my quarterback see it? Stirring it. I mean, if you're Brian Daboll, why not? What do you have to lose? You're on the hot seat.
Right?
Like, okay, you're sort of keeping it at bay. Like, it's not scalding, but those cheeks are warm. Like, you're still in the hot seat. Why not, though? You got nothing to lose.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, when you have a personality like that on your team, people will try to use it against you. And in fact,
sure.
Like, the Eagles have been on, like, the barbecue spigot or whatever that thing is that they use, like, Kenny Rogers Roasters for the entire season, right? Like, people want to pick apart whoever's on top of the mountaintop. So it's been pretty easy this year. And when you give, you know, free ammo to other teams saying, okay, we've been having issues with A.J. Brown, aren't you going to hone in on that? Why would you not?
Yeah. Did you just mention Kenny Rogers Roasters, by the way? Well done.
Yes. And I'm thinking of rotisserie chicken.
I was too. That sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Right?
I thought about that, and then I was like, how about some Boston Market? That sounds good. And then immediately I was like, focus on what Chelsea's saying. I know. You know, I get distracted. I know. I was like, lock it in. Come on. Live on the radio. What are you doing? That was a good call. The barbecue spigot. I mean, you're right, though. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do. Maybe, you know, narratives can change like that in the NFL. So who knows? Maybe tomorrow we're talking about, oh, things finally opened up. I just don't know if I see it. But there's always a shot. Maybe that talk will end up opening something up for Philly tonight in the Meadowlands. Okay, let's throw out our top five teams this week.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
This is power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
I love that He-Man sounder, Double D. God, I used to watch He-Man all the time growing up. I love that. Freaking hold his sword up, get struck by lightning, and then bring it down and yell, I have the power. So cool. I'm a child. Chelsea, let's do top five in the NFL. These change from week to week. And we don't like to overreact, but certainly you can see different things that make you think, okay, I like this team here, this team there. So let's hear your top five.
I'm looking at my list, and now I feel like I left somebody off. We'll talk about it in a second, but here's the list, and we can argue about it. So until proven otherwise, like, here's the thing. PSA, before you pick apart my list, it feels like there is no team in the NFL that doesn't have his flaws. So keep that in mind when I have my power rankings. So number one, I'm still going to go with the Eagles. I understand they lost this past week, but that is to a damn good Broncos defense, and that's their only loss on the season. Like, if we're treating this like the AP top 25, like, I feel like based on the results, the Eagles are still number one for me, and they are the reigning Super Bowl champs. Maybe they figure it out, but, you know, one of the few teams in the NFL that only has one loss to their name. Number two, we're going to go with the Bills. I still have questions about their defense, and, of course, they are coming off a loss as well. I think that some of the problems in that game against the Patriots can be rectified, and they weren't, like, characteristic problems of turning the ball over. So the Bills are still a very good team. Number three, going to go with the Lions. I feel like the Lions have been a perennial power in the NFC. And even losing both of their coordinators, they still look like a dominant team with a extremely high-powered offense. So for that reason, they are number three. Number four, going to go with the Bucks. I feel like Baker Mayfield is flying under the radar still.
Yeah.
People don't want to give him credit. He's putting up MVP-type numbers this season. Does he win it? Probably not. But the Bucks also have a very good run.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense to go with it as well. Number five, going to go with the Rams. I still think, even though they lost to the Niners, that was a great head coaching matchup. And I still think the Rams, like, if I'm any team in the NFC, that's a team I do not want to face in the postseason. And then I'll say honorable mention, Jinx, neither of us have the Colts on our list. Maybe I should have put them on. It's just, as a Titans fan, I hate the Colts, and I don't want to talk about them. So there's my list.
I always find it funny when people hate the Colts. It just goes to show I haven't been to the Midwest. It just cracks me up. I'm like, you hate the Colts? Who hates the Colts?
Well, they're division rivals.
No. I get it. Like, it's just not my wheelhouse, right? Because even in Texas, I was always about the NFC East. I never liked the Cowboys, mm-hmm. but certainly that was the division that, you know, everybody talked about because Dallas was right there. And then I come here and I fall in love with DC and I'm a Commanders or Redskins fan. And so I've always been like NFC East, NFC East, NFC East. And then every now and then I'll hear someone say, yeah, I hate the Colts. I don't know why. It just strikes me as funny. But, of course, I get it. It's a divisional rivalry. Just, do you believe in the Colts yet? I mean, hate aside, they look really good.
They have the best points differential in football right now. They are 4-1.
They're legit.
Maybe it's time to start respecting them. I think the problem for me, and I said this is like the AP rankings, which maybe there is some respect carried from year to year, where mm-hmm. certain teams get a little bit more credit, and maybe the Colts just don't get that in my book yet, because I understand their offense looks amazing right now, but Jenks, would you bet on them to win the Super Bowl? Like, it feels like these type of teams, like, need a year to progress. Like, I feel like this has been the Chargers for me. Where, like, the Chargers look good in the regular season,
yeah.
but they have been unable to take that next step. Maybe it's this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know with that offensive line. But do you get what I'm saying? It's just, it feels like you need to be, like, in the power rankings for a while, for a couple of years, before making, like, the huge leap to winning a Super Bowl.
They don't remind me, but I was going to say it's similar in some ways to what we saw at the Commanders, right, last year, in that, look, they're built differently, and you're not going to compare Danny Dimes to, you know, JD5. But what I'm saying is they came in with no expectations at all. And they have a new quarterback, all right, or like someone who is, you know, new to the franchise at least. And then all of a sudden they way overperform relative to expectations. And I think they can go a long way, but there's probably a few pieces missing to keep them from winning at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're definitely improved. So I think because of that, you probably just put maybe a sprinkle on them just in case crazier things have happened. But I certainly don't think when they get to the top tier teams in the NFL that they can hang with them. But they're a legit football team.
I will say this. It does feel like the AFC isn't quite as deep this year. Like, if there's a year for volatility in the AFC, it's this year because Joe Burrow is out. Like, I don't believe in the Bengals. The Ravens are having a disaster of the season, which means Lamar Jackson is out. And the Chiefs look beatable, you know, but we've said that before and they've gone to a Super Bowl. So it just feels to me like it's like, hey, you got to beat the Bills. And that's still a very tall task. But I don't know what the odds are on the Colts to win the AFC. But as long as they get to the AFC Championship, you have one side of the coin for what I would imagine is pretty good plus money.
Yeah, it's worth just taking a look at. That's all. And by the way, when you look at the Colts, what they've done this season, they should probably be undefeated. I hate to boil everything down to one play because, you know, a football game is never really about one play. But also when you have A.D. Mitchell give up that touchdown, like, that's, I mean, there's a difference between, okay, you know, this is a fumble, it's an interception, and I'm walking, running into the end zone, and I let go of the football before I should. I mean, it changes the complexion of the game. Saw it with the Cardinals last week. Colts could be undefeated right now. Okay, little top five here on my end. I'm going to go, let's start with five. Packers at five. So we haven't heard much about the Packers, and they are really banged up on the offensive line, but these are not season-ending injuries, so they are going to get better. They've had a week to, you know, get ready for today's beatdown, or this weekend's beatdown against the Bengals, which is coming. Joe Flacco, what are we doing? Anyway, Packers, I still think, are very, very good and a little under the radar right now because they haven't been playing, so I'll take them at five. At four, how about Tampa? I know you like the Bucs as well. Look, Baker Mayfield right now is the third favorite to win Most Valuable Player. That is unbelievable to think about. Where he goes to Cleveland, he's essentially a bust. He looks like a journeyman. He has gone from an essentially a journeyman quarterback. Browns, what? Panthers, Rams, Now he's in Tampa playing as good as anyone in the NFL. Bucs are 4-1. They keep finding ways to win. I dropped down the Eagles to 3. I don't want to punish them too much because I don't care about style points. It's all well and fine to watch a team that scores a lot of points. At the end of the day, you're just trying to win football games. And Eagles have still won 20 of their last 22. That is so hard to do in the NFL. I'm not going to punish them for losing last week too much. At number 2, the Lions. The Lions might be number 1. They just need to... I want to see them against Kansas City. And Kansas City is going to come out this weekend. And they're going to play like it's the Super Bowl. Their season isn't on the line, but they cannot drop to 2-4. Also, the Lions have beaten the Bears, Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. So I need to see them hang with a good team. And number 1, I'm still going with the Bills. They're battle-tested. They weren't going to go 17-0. They still hung with New England despite turning over the football 3 times. So I am now, once again, usually they're vacillating between 1 and 2. I'm going with Buffalo.
Yeah, and I can see that. And without looking, I would imagine the Bills are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Are they not? Like, that's my guess. Yeah.
You got it. Nailed it.
So, like, that's the thing. And even when it comes to, like, the MVP race, like, Josh Allen looks like he stands alone, especially because of the process of elimination that we have with big quarterbacks in the AFC. Like, the AFC North is in shambles. Like, Aaron Rodgers, like, the Steelers are fine, but, like, Aaron Rodgers is not going to win MVP. And also, I think there is a trust factor with some of these proven commodities when it comes to the postseason. I know these rankings are not based on, like, who we think is, you know, going to win in the postseason, like their regular season rankings. But it's just, like, I am more apt to trust somebody like Josh Allen as opposed to, you know, somebody a little bit further down the list, like we've been talking about the Colts, as opposed to Daniel Jones. Like, are you going to be shocked if it's similar to what we saw from Sam Darnold last year, where Sam Darnold had this great season, and then, I don't want to say he turned into a pumpkin, because, like, it's one bad game, but, like, still, it's not going to shock me if we see that type of season from the Colts.
Oh, I would love if Daniel Jones won the MVP. The Giants would look in the mirror and be like, well, Saquon left, and he looked awesome. Daniel Jones left, and he won the MVP. Mm. It's us, isn't it? It's us. Going next on the show. We're the problem. A little bit of everything on the schedule tonight. We'll tell you where we're putting our cash. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.